Hey, good morning. Today is the 5th. This is on Maria Vasquez, V-A-S-Q-U-E-Z, 63. This is just a paragraph. 63-year-old woman is now up for recertification for hospice care, period. In the paragraph, patient has a hospice diagnosis of malignant neoplasm of breasts. Patient has chronic kidney disease, now associated with acute renal failure, causing nausea, vomiting, decreased appetite, and weight loss. Patient initially had lost 25 pounds in the past 3 months before admission to hospice. Since then, has lost another 7 pounds, period. In the paragraph, patient also suffers from heart failure. She has become, she has severe issues with chronic pain, required around-the-clock treatment, period. In the paragraph, patient is agitated, sleeping most of the time during the day, bedbound, KPS score of 30% reported most recently, period. In the paragraph, patient has a 24-hour significant other / caregiver at home. And the hospice nurse has been helping with controlling patient's pain and other symptoms to keep patient comfortable as possible during the last few weeks of her life, period. Furthermore, patient is only oriented to a person at this time. Her speech is now slurred. She's discouraged. She appears depressed. She's forgetful. She's agitated, and she's in pain. She sleeps and stays in bed 12 to 16 hours a day, and she's totally and completely bedbound and ADL dependent, period. In the paragraph, patient has a lesion about the left breast, so where the local metastasis has taken place. This appears to be red, inflamed, infected with drainage, despite numerous antibiotic treatments in the past, and is the huge source of her pain. Patient remains very much hospice appropriate with anorexia, weight loss, and worsening advanced worsening breast cancer. Patient is expected to live less than 6 months. Thank you.